Are you listening to me?
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 I don't know. I'm not even listening.
You're not listening to what I'm saying.
Listen to me. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Listen.
Now listen up and listen good, everyone.
No, I'm not listening.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Incredible show for you today. Really, really great. Lots of interesting things to get to, including West Virginia coal miners. You talk about heroic people. They went up, a lot of West Virginia coal miners went up to the western part of North Carolina to help those poor people who have been devastated by that thousand-year flood and who have been ignored by FEMA and just left to rot and die there, because many of them are Trump supporters, of course. And what happened is something that the media has not covered at all. And shame on the media, especially here in West Virginia and Ohio, this part of the Upper Ohio Valley, for not covering this. But I will tell you about these heroic West Virginia coal miners, and I have the audio to back this up. It's beyond outrageous. Also going to be talking with you about the pardon, Joe Biden's pardon of Hunter Biden and everything that Hunter Biden did or might have done for the past 10 years. It is so sweeping. It's so ridiculous. I don't think it's legal. I do not think it's legal. Now, look, I realize that I am a high school graduate who talks into a microphone, but I've been thinking a lot about this, and I started doing some research. Mostly AI on Twitter, which is called Grok, I think, and started looking about Supreme Court rulings regarding pardons, and there have not been too many cases regarding this. And the way that Joe Biden has structured this get-out-of-jail-free card, this pardon that covers 10 years for anything he might have done, I got to tell you, I don't know that the Supreme Court is going to allow that to stand. I really don't. And again, the one big problem is, of course, the Republican establishment, the rhinos. They did have the opportunity to impeach Joe Biden, and that would have stopped all of this, because a pardon cannot be issued. A presidential pardon cannot be issued if it is linked to an impeachment process. Yeah. So there you go again, the rhinos, the Republicans in name only, doing everything possible to protect the deep state while pretending to actually care about your values and mine. They're just the worst. They're just the worst. They're absolutely the worst. So we've got all of that, so much more, lots of great audio for you as well. So let's get started. First one. Oh, by the way, download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. This is the Tuesday show, so it will be rebroadcast or encored, if you will, on Friday, and tomorrow's show on Saturday. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also, Steve Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And a special guest appearance today, appearance by radio, is Steve Novotny. He's going to be joining us and talking about what's going on in the Valley, what's going on in the world. Carly Dittmar still stirring up more controversy, and good for her. I like Carly. She's got spunk. She took a picture of the debris, the garbage, the crap outside of the new flop house in downtown Wheeling, and made a very strong case for what the hell's going on, Wheeling. What, you know, once again, here we go again, the same story for the past 10 years. You've got all these vagrants who are just destroying every aspect of city life. And she documented it. She took a picture of what's outside the flop house with all of their debris while they're going, you know, the vagrants, you know, while they're presumably inside. Who the hell is running the show here? Who is in charge of the city? What the hell is going on here? So good for Carly. We'll be talking about that as well. Keith Oberman had been an ESPN reporter back in the day when an anchor celebrity, if you will, back in the day when ESPN was still relevant. Now it's just this down market crap that you can't even watch. Plus, they have like 1,000 commercials in each commercial break. Man, you talk about Disney ruining its franchise, not only for Disney, but ESPN, which is Disney, and ABC, and The View, which is Disney. It's just, oh my God, thank God I don't own any Disney stock. Thank God for that. All right, so all that and so much more. Good morning to all the people who are watching us on the Facebook Live stream. Yeah, I'm trying Facebook Live again, streaming the show. Don't even get me started. But if you want to watch the show, it's a radio show, but if you want to watch the show, you can do that. It's Dimitri with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I, and it's Facebook. There's my Facebook page, and you can see me right now this morning with the green turtleneck with the neck thing is not really very good. So anyway, there's that. There's not much to see. And what there is to see is not very pretty. But I never claimed that I do a pretty talk show. It's typically pretty bad. And here we are. All right, fine. So first, West Virginia coal miners. And this is so outrageous. Honestly, this is just it makes me nuts. So one of the people who I follow on Twitter wrote this. A road was carved out in western North Carolina by the West Virginia coal miners so the volunteers could get supplies up to the up to the people in Chimney Rock and beyond. FEMA, and these are the feds, FEMA came in and put up a big metal gate and told the volunteers they could no longer use that road. Someone tore down the gate, so now FEMA is getting a contract for $280,000 to put another gate, cameras, and guards to make sure that no one, quote, trespasses. The $280,000 that could be used on the victims of this, be used on the victims of this storm. Yeah, that's how she wrote it. Now, tell me why they would do this. I remember Governor Cooper, North Carolina, saying in an interview that the people in Chimney Rock shouldn't rebuild. They just needed to sell their land. Who is he to tell them they shouldn't rebuild? It's their land. But then there's the small matter of the lithium. The people who own the land are in the way. The entire situation reeks of dishonesty. So is this a land grab? I don't know, but it sure sounds like it. And think about how outrageous this is. Heroic West Virginia coal miners go up there and do what West Virginia coal miners do. Help their fellow man. And the feds try to stop them. Don't take my word for it.
Chandler, and the thing about the FEMA compound is it's not just pencil busters. They got a lot of agents. They got a lot of armed agents. And it's like, well, why do you have all this? Now, we know that they went and sealed off the road that the West Virginia coal miners had cut from Lake Lure. You'd be able to go from Lake Lure to Chimney Rock up the Batcave because we were staged at Lake Lure when we first got here. And so we were sending supplies all the way around the mountain up the Batcave. Well, those West Virginia coal miners made us a road so we could hop skip up through Chimney Rock. And we were one of the first people taking loads up to it. We got from the new road, and I filmed everything going up so people could see what a good job they did. Well, now they shut the road, they put gates up, they're saying you can't use this road. Someone went down and torn the gates out, and now FEMA's getting a contract for like $280,000 to put cameras, more secure gates, and guards, and they're literally going to do everything they can to cut us off from the people who are running privately ran the supply stations, like what we're doing. They'll have a hard time cutting us off because they still want some sense of normalcy for all the people that are safe up in these mountains around us. They just wanted the valley wiped out. They wanted the eyesore, the poor. They want this land.
Yeah, they want the land. The feds want to make it so miserable for our fellow American citizens that they will then be motivated to sell the land. Apparently, there's a lot of lithium there. The feds are doing whatever they can to make the situation worse. West Virginia coal miners go up there to help to create a road. I mean, God bless these people. And you've got the feds who hate us doing whatever they can to stop the West Virginia coal miners from helping the people in North Carolina. When I tell you that they hate you, when I tell you that the deep state hates you, believe me, Now, this is an outrageous story that you would have thought every media outlet, certainly in West Virginia and Southeast Ohio, the Upper Ohio Valley at least, but really throughout the state and really the nation, would be covering. This is beyond outrageous. You have these heroic West Virginia coal miners going up there helping these people in North Carolina, and you got the feds doing everything they can to stop it, and in fact, to make it illegal. $280,000 for security gates and all that. That $280,000 could have bought a lot of tents, a lot of those mini homes, those trailer homes or whatever, you know, some put them in something. The feds hate you. If you still don't understand that, just take a look at this. It's absolutely unbelievable. And the media doesn't even cover it. Media doesn't care. They don't give a damn. These are all Trump people who are suffering. Now, if they were part of the DEI group that was favored by the media, that would be a whole different story. It would be, oh, look, there's institutional racism and this, that, and the other. They hate you. They'd just as soon see you dead. You just heard that with this latest audio clip that I played for you. This is what's really going on. And ask yourself this, why had I not heard about this before Dimitri told me about it? Because as I keep reminding you, for the most part, the legacy media is simply the whore media for the deep state, which means it's simply the propaganda press. And if you don't fit that narrative, you do not exist. Simple as that. When I tell you Dimitri's all you've got, especially when he refers to himself in third person, as he's doing right now, and really doesn't know why, believe him. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Dimitri encore and dangerously local. We got a short break here coming up, and the news. What's wrong with my mouth today? Probably the same thing that's been wrong every day for the last, 20 years. Carly Dittmar. I like her. I like her a lot. She is a spunky lady. She's so full of piss and vinegar. I love her. She needs to eat some more. She's very, very thin. I'm very concerned about she needs a bit more meat on the bones there. But boy, is she just full of energy and loves wheeling. Absolutely loves wheeling. So she took a picture of the new flop house in downtown Wheeling. Used to be a church, English Lutheran church, and now it's just a great big flop house for vagrants. And as I warned you when I first got wind of this new flop house, I said it's going to help destroy the quality of life in downtown Wheeling. This is the last thing you want in a city that's trying to revive its downtown. Well, Carly took a picture of what had been the English Lutheran church outside, and it's even worse than you could have imagined.